Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio, bringing you another episode, Truth and Discernment. Hey, today I got a title, Protestant Murdering Heretic Filter is now turned on. Yeah, if you need to make some sense of this, that's what it comes down to. The time has come, sadly, when we at Don't Perish need to enact a filter. And it involves the Protestant evangelical faith and the teachers and pastors that try to confront us and contend for God's word. See, we've had a rash of men, elders, pastors, who want to talk about the truth. They say they want to talk about the truth. But they are supporters via Protestant evangelicalism of murderous, heretic-minded men like Martin Luther and John Calvin, the founders of the Reformation. Now, while we love to reason and talk about the truth of God's word, someone, anyone who looks past these so-called godly men, when they look past them burning people alive at the stake, John Calvin, or encouraging that the Jewish people be drowned and slaughtered, that's Martin Luther. We just need you to know, if you contact don'tperish.com, you will not be taken serious, nor will you be a candidate to reason in truth. We must redeem the time, Ephesians 5. Now, to be clear, if you are in any way linked to, associated with, you quote them, you claim them as Protestant fathers, Calvin and Luther, of the Protestant evangelicalism, versus really telling the truth and exposing them as heretics and murderers, God says, the truth is not in you, and so we need not reason with you if you cannot see past that. If you go to don'tperish.com, click on the tabs at the top, you'll find tabs, Traditions Built on Murderers, and we cover Martin Luther. Martin Luther said you should baptize a Jew by drowning him, and his writings in his later life that he never repented of were used by Adolf Hitler to persecute the Jews. He hated the Jews and encouraged the murder of Jews, yet they lift him up as the father of the Protestant Reformation. This is disgraceful. John Calvin, known as the Pope of Geneva because of his iron hand and how he ruled, he persecuted people who didn't agree with him. John Calvin was a baby baptizing. He believed in the elements of the sacrament to save you, much like Roman Catholicism. And John Calvin took part in people being executed. Michael Sturtevant, one man burned alive at the stake, because they disagreed with John Calvin's theology. Now, they are still called great men of God in the Protestant evangelical circles. And so, this is why we disqualify any pastor, elder, any man who sits in the pew, anyone who comes to us telling us these men are great men of God. Oh, they had a few things wrong. That is ridiculous. All right? Here's what the Word of God says about those who murder and teach falsely and do not repent. Revelation 21, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Pretty clear. If you are involved in that, killing others or encouraging the killing of others, you will not be in God's kingdom. How can they be godly men? 2 Peter 2, verse 1, but there are worse false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bringing upon themselves swift destruction. 2 Peter 2, 1. Wake up, Protestant evangelical people. Your pastors and elders are selling you teachings. Calvinism, ritual Sunday religion, easy believism. Luther said you could sin all you want and still go to heaven. These are all built on the shoulders of baby baptizing, heretical, murderous-minded men. Now, if you cannot see clear enough to call them what they are, again, the truth is not in you. Under those conditions, we at Don't Perish are not compelled to speak about God's eternal word with you. Other than 1 Timothy 5:20 says, we should rebuke those who are in public sin so that others may see and fear. Actually, it says rebuke those publicly who are in sin so others may see and fear. That's our goal in exposing false teachers. So just wanted to put this alert out there, this filter. If you contact us and you promote Calvin and Luther in any way, in any shape or form, you're not considered in the truth category until you repent of such heretical, murderous ways. Hey, thanks for listening. This has been Jim at don'tperish.com. Go to John 4:24 Radio. You're listening to audio here from there. Go to our teaching blog. Hundreds of articles to help you in the true biblical faith, help you with the biblical gospel, the true New Testament body, and out of the false ways of man, like murderous, heretical-minded, so-called godly founding fathers. How can this be? God's word says no. Let us know how we can help you. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.